TV Memories, brought to you by DanTheArtMan.com. Episode 7, by Zach Ricks.
Hi there, I'm Zach Ricks, managing editor of Flagship and Flying Island Press, doing a guest post for Dan Absalonson on My TV Memories. Now, I'm going to admit up front that this may be a bit of a cheat, but I'm going to go with it because it is about TV. Just foreign TV that I may have watched over the internet. Which actually brings up an interesting question. What do we count as TV anymore? I mean, does Netflix count? How about Hulu? iTunes downloads? Roku? DVR? Anyway, I grew up watching Saturday morning cartoons, which meant that on any given Saturday, I would wake up before 6 in the morning to catch Super Friends, usually, or Alvin and the Chipmunks. And it was a perfect time of day. Sun wasn't up yet. No one else in the family was up. It was just me, maybe a bowl of cereal, and our giant old Zenith console television set that I'd cracked my head on doing flips into a beanbag chair. Now, I was the oldest of 5 kids, and we lived in a very small farming community in rural Idaho, USA. And needless to say, we did not have cable. It just wasn't available where we were at. We didn't even have Fox. Now, I did have an uncle who lived in Alaska. He would tape The Simpsons and mail us the tapes a season at a time because he felt really bad that we couldn't get it where we were at. That's just to give you an idea of how I grew up. Anyway, Saturday morning cartoons were fine, and I loved the heck out of them. But I kept getting hints, these little hints, that there was something really interesting out there. For example, I saw a little bit this one time when my dad got a satellite dish that we were using on a trial basis. It came on a trailer, it sat in our driveway for a few days, and I saw First Blood so many times that week. But, you know, in between viewings of Rambo, you know, flexing and killing pigs with a knife on a stick, I caught this crazy thing on some network that was like a cartoon, and it was Rescue, and it had these crazy vehicles, and I'd never seen anything like it before. It was called Thunderbirds 2086. I watched as much of it as I could, and then the dish went away. And then this one time, you know, we were on vacation in California. We went to Disneyland, and the night before this happened, I tripped, and getting into the RV, I had a straw in my mouth, and it cut the roof of my mouth, just really peeled a layer of skin off. It hurt like heck. So I'm lying in the back of the RV, sucking the roof of my mouth, and trying to tune this tiny little television set into something we could watch while we were driving around. I was sunburned like crazy, like blisters. Ugh, crazy. Anyway, I found something on the television set that was about people living underground because the earth had been destroyed by radiation, and they were worried about whether they could survive or not for another year. And there's this crazy scene where they were trying to launch a starship, but there was a meteor that was going to hit them, and so they had to fire their main cannon. They fired the main cannon, destroyed the meteor, but then that killed their engines, and the whole ship just fell right back down to earth. It was nuts. It was wonderful. I had never seen anything like it. And I had no way of seeing what happened next because we went home to Idaho and I just couldn't get my hands on it. I just remember that scene vividly, and I remembered the name, Star Blazers. But it wasn't until I went to college that I really started to find stuff, because that's when I was able to get things like the Sci-Fi Channel Saturday Anime, and Cartoon Network started running anime on Toonami, and that was pretty good. I saw all kinds of interesting shows, watched a lot of Cowboy Bebop. And then eventually I got married, and my wife did not get it. She saw me watching my crazy cartoon shows and thought, it's all kid stuff. Well, then one night, she happens to sit down with me and watch a very early episode of Gundam Wing. And suddenly, she was hooked. This was different. It was interesting, and it most definitely was not kid stuff. It was moral choices about war and who you can trust and what you do in hard times. And though we still joke about some of the crazy dialogue to this day, it's something that we shared and we loved together. But the best memory I have of, quote, TV, unquote, isn't, well, really TV. At least it wasn't for us at the time. My family and I had just moved to Portland, Oregon, where I was attending law school. It was me and my wife and our daughter, who at the time was about 3 years old, the queso kid. I worked part-time for the law school, and I had a little office in one of the buildings. It was a dark little bunker hole kind of a thing, squirreled away between two of the classrooms on the bottom floor. Well, one day I had a little time on my hands, and I'm sitting in the office, and I found a site where you could read fan-translated manga. Now, at the time, fan subs were something of a gray area because the instant something became licensed in the States, the translation stopped, the files came down, and everyone waited for the official release. They were trying to build an audience. The site isn't there anymore, but I do remember sitting there and reading the first chapter of Naruto, and something about this story was really interesting to me. Here was this kid who was a bit of a screw-up, but he had big dreams. People didn't treat him very well. But there was one guy who believed in him, and because of that belief, this kid stood up and did something incredible. I loved it. So I immediately started looking to see if there was an anime. And there was. I mean, barely. Maybe 3 or 4 episodes out at the time. So the family got into a routine. We would download the latest fan-translated episode every week and drag the couch over in front of the computer. We'd pop some popcorn, and my wife and my daughter and I would sit down and watch this silly little show about kid ninjas. Queso couldn't read, of course, so we'd take turns reading the subtitles for her. And I look back on that now as some of my favorite times ever, sitting on the couch, watching and reading this show to my little girl. And while I do still claim that Trigun Episode 5, Hard Puncher, is the single greatest episode of anime ever, there are a couple of Naruto episodes that are very close. In particular, there's a pretty insane 3-episode run from about episode 60 to 62 that's a single fight, but it becomes this riff on destiny and fate versus free will and the ability to succeed no matter the obstacle. And the end of that fight is something that just pops up in my head again and again. It's stayed with me. It's had a big impact. We still watch quite a bit of anime in the house. I kind of fell away from watching Naruto when they started in with all the filler episodes, though the wife and kiddo have been keeping up with it. Queso and I have started watching Bleach, Ouran Host Club, and some others. But nothing beats those Sunday nights, pulling the couch over to watch a silly Japanese show about ninja kids. I'm Zach Ricks. I'm an attorney, a writer, and an editor, currently the managing editor of Flagship at FlyingIslandPress.com. You can find my own writing at MadPoetFiles.com. And some other things I'm working on with Scott Roche at AethelianAge.com. That's AethelianAge.com. Thanks for listening.
And you will hear another guest blog post on TV memories by Justin McCumber of the Dead Robots Society next Friday. Take care. You can find the blog posts that go with this audio at dandandyartman.com. This podcast is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 International License.